Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's happening today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Well, I don't know if you guys agree with it, but Steve's going to go back in time.
Why wouldn't he?
He's going to go back to better times, and he feels there's been a lapse in education.
Shindy does?
Yes, he's been, I wouldn't say he's livid, but I just think he's concerned. And so Shindaddy, they will loop today. The buses will loop again.
The
school buses will loop again for a class every hour starting at 8:44 at that old school library education, teaching the history and the efficiency of the Dewey Decimal System.
The Dewey Decimal System, which I barely remember. Refresh me.
The Dewey Decimal System was that's how you located books in the library through the Dewey Decimal System. And you went to the cards. Remember the card?
Yes, I remember the card.
Yeah, they slide the card tail out.
Yeah, we had that.
Go through that. So he is doing that. He's doing a special on how to make sure you understand the Dewey Decimal System.
In case you stumble into a library.
All of a sudden you're in a library and I'm trying to find a book, you know, on World War II. Well, hang on. Come over here.
In the very odd occurrence that you would stumble into a library instead of just Google something. But anyway, that is a good... Okay. They're on a loop.
Yeah.
And, so and every hour.
Do kids now even know what a Dewey Decimal System is?
They haven't even heard of it. They probably would never know it even.
They have no idea. But Steve
They
does.
Still use it in the library, though.
I would think so.
There's a library in Havelock I always think about popping into. And I've thought about when I retire, I might spend some time at that library.
Will you, though?
Is it South Street?
27th and South.
27th and South.
There's a little library.
And I drive by it all the time and I go, that just looks incredible.
Okay.
I'd like to whip in there.
Pleasant.
I would like to go into the library.
Drive by the one that's on Tuzalan. And like Fremont area, Fremont. Huh. It's a big one. Now that one you're talking about is a big library. Yeah, this is a big one. Huh. It looks really nice in there. You know, you can see in because it's glass, and it looks really good. The Dewey Decimal System is alive in that.
It's alive and well.
Yeah,
it's alive and well in Creighton, Nebraska too.
With Shindy,
with Midwest Bank.
Member How's Shindy FDIC. Doing?
He's doing really well.
Good.
Doing really well. We worked on the sprinkler system.
Does Shindy know football pretty well?
He knows football extremely well.
Does he ask you questions?
He sees everything.
Does he?
He sees everything. Yes, he does.
You don't give him the two questions, Larry.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, too.
No, he doesn't. He has more comments than questions. A lot more comments than questions.
That's to be expected.
Yes,
a
lot more comments than questions.
So that's good for you.
We have to cover some things. I have to give him a hard no on a lot of things. Like, that's not how it is. So,
well, yes. Thanks to Shindaddy.
You know an incredible amount. I will say that.
Thanks to Shindaddy, Midwest Bank, for always sponsoring hour two of early break.
464-5685.
Where do we go from here,
text, as always. So, question for the fans here. We'll read some text here. Chime in.
Yes.
Does the outlook for Nebraska change after Friday night's loss against Illinois, or are the Illini better than people think they are?
Of course it changes. I mean, let's not sugarcoat this. It changes. Rutgers game, it changes because Nebraska's not doing well against the run. It's not a one-game occurrence. It's a two-game occurrence. It happened against UNI, Northern Iowa. That's the thing that I'm them emphasizing this isn't just a one game thing. It's a two game thing. Rule addressed it in the post game. They didn't tackle well against UNI. They didn't tackle well against Illinois. They gave up 5.5 yards on 19 first down plays. That's that. I look at the Rutgers game different now because Rutgers is going to hammer it at you and you better stop it. I mean, you better be able to stop it. That because Rutgers has the best running back in the Big Ten. In terms of yardage, I mean, maybe he's not the most talented, but in terms of yards, he's the best in the Big Ten. I look at that game different. I mean, Indiana, with the defense that Nebraska's playing right now, I mean, you're going to have to score 35 to win that game. And so you're putting some pressure on your freshman quarterback. What's happened is now it's the conversation is, well, at least we got Dylan. Yeah, the freshman. You know,
he's really good.
He is. He's a. I watched some other freshman quarterbacks.
He's really good.
And they will. And then the other thing that comes up now. So we're at game four, going to game five. So we're a third through the season. Am I correct
already
on that?
Already
third through the season.
Yes, you're right.
Good, but now the big thing is okay. Now there's things on film by somewhat good teams. So in either way, and Nebraska has that advantage too when they go to play. But that's the things that will show up now. Like that, where it's like, okay, we didn't know this about this team. Now we know something more about them because you're watching it on film. So things show up on film. And so that's you're studying things. So whatever your nemesis is, will not all of a sudden one team like, well, we really didn't try to exploit that. That's not us. Yes, they will. Mm-hmm. Everything that your weakness is now, you've got to fix it fast.
Now, you could jump me, Jake or Bill. Me and Jake tend to go sky is falling a little bit. I don't want to do that.
Understandably so, for my team's sake.
Right. But for Nebraska, no, it's not falling. But there's red flags defensively. There's red flags. And that's not... And, okay, there's red flags defensively and your special teams is underperforming. And you got a kicker problem. These are all real...
That's red flags.
Yeah, those are all real issues. And we've talked about them. We talked about the kicker situation. What if they line up for a 30-some yarder with the game on the line?
And
what
happened.
And what do we say? It's scary.
And it was scary. They missed it.
Right. Pulled it left. John Hole, backup kicker. Alvano.
What happened there?
Okay, yeah. Alvano came out for warm-ups, Bill, but he didn't do much. He did that thing you would understand because you were a special teams coach. He put the ball down like in the end zone and did his little sidewinder kicks. Yeah. And that was it. He didn't keep going back. So I don't. You know what I mean? Usually you do that little kick, then you kind of keep moving back. He didn't ever move back. So he didn't warm up much. He's hurt. He was on the injury report going into the game.
So obviously it must have been an injury during practice.
Apparently.
Something like that. When your foot hits the ball, there is so much torque to it. And the foot, that's why you have to have a pitch count on what days that you kick. It has to be time off. You don't kick every day.
No.
That doesn't happen.
Okay.
And then also what you kick pregame, all those things, you have to keep people on a very tight pitch count. And so obviously he must have, it's completely a guess here, he must have had some sort of a lingering injury or a reoccurrence to his injury.
No, that's an educated guess.
During the week that had him, because obviously he was ruled out prior to the game.
He was pretty much, maybe in an emergency, he could have kicked.
I don't know if you were watching this. I cannot confirm this, but on the text line, somebody was watching him at halftime, John Hole. Apparently, he made 2 of 10 kicks at halftime. That's from Kip on the text line. He's watching him closely at half.
Now, Bill can address this. I don't know about that. John Hole is, you know, he's a...
You see what they have. So
first-year kicker.
What they're saying is there probably was no snap hold kicks. They usually go out there with the T-bar.
Yep.
And set them up in just different locations.
They get
out there early. So once the little halftime show's over, the field's cleared, the kickers go out to kick a few more balls. That's what they do.
Now, on the missed field goal, what you're hearing is the laces.
They were in.
The laces were a problem.
No, they weren't. No, they were. He spun. That picture's not accurate. Okay. I saw that picture.
Thank you.
The ball got spun.
Was it okay?
The ball may have been moving. When they showed that picture... That's not how the ball was kicked.
Oh, it's not?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I will say this. Brian Buscini is one of the... If there was a hard time getting it around, as we talked, in the NFL, that never happens. You know why? Because they have it so to a science that the laces hits their hands at the right spot. So they don't even have to even spin it.
Yeah. Really?
That's just something they don't have to even do.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
And so when it hit his hands, obviously the laces were wrong because you don't move it till the ball hits the ground. You're not manipulating that ball while it's in your hand. And if you just go back and watch the whole clip, mm-hmm. when that clip is set right there, the ball still gets spun. Now,
the ball got spun,
but it was working hard to get it set.
Yeah.
And it was probably moving a little bit.
Okay.
I would still say at that point in time, we need to be better here. But at the end, make the kick.
Yep, yeah.
Because that would not be like that. He didn't kick the laces.
Important.
He didn't kick the laces.
Because there's that narrative out there.
No.
Butker, I was telling somebody, Harrison Butker's not going to talk about the laces. He's just going to kick the ball through. I mean, that's we're nitpicking a little bit too much. Anyway, so the special teams was substandard. The defense was substandard. That's two of your three units. I mean, so I'm not being all gloom and doom. The fact is they got some issues to deal with. And, you know, you lost a home game. He barely lost in overtime.
Here's a text, a couple of responses here. Joe in Boulder says, my expectations went from 8 or 9 wins to just make a bowl game.
Okay.
After one game.
Yeah. Well, it's not just one game, though. I'm saying two games. Two games. You and I were red flag. The Northern Iowa game was red flag city for me. I wonder
a little bit more of a red flag city now after seeing their Hawaii score too.
That too.
I think that kind of, now it wasn't so much for me, Now it's more.
See, it was for me.
You did. You nailed that right away. You said it.
It was for me because I watched them get pushed around up front, and I didn't understand it. And then now I do. Because I told you guys, what I'm looking for is if they can hold up at the line of scrimmage defensively. They didn't really hold up. They didn't really hold up. I mean, so now you wonder. Yeah. What's it going to be like against Rutgers? Rutgers is going to come in and bully you. They're going to try to. How are you going to hold up?
They won on the road at Vautech.
Yeah, that's a good win.
27-23.
They had to hang on, but they were in control of the game most of the game. Metallica was live to play Enter Sandman.
Oh, good God.
And Rutgers took it to them.
Keep reading.
Here's
what are people saying?
Back-to-back, yeah. Very different text here from
okay.
people. Okay, this is good. From...
That's what we want.
Ryan is positive in California. He says, this was two top 25 teams playing. Fans need to be happy with where this team is at and understand you don't go from 5 wins to 1 loss in a season. The team has potential to play great football. Let time take its course.
Okay, that's fair. That's 100% that's fair.
Followed by this text from Sanderson, who says, it's okay to be gloom and doom, Sip. This team will not make a bowl game.
Don't say that, that's Sanderson.
Back-to-back text.
Now, I'm not
saying
that.
I think that's a little bit of that. That is a Jake Sorensen, because Jake goes, I'm going to be extreme, and then if it goes the other way, if it goes bad, right. I'm right. If it goes the other way, I'm still happy.
Right.
Yes. That's
network.
Yeah, so I know the nature of the comment. Of what's trying to get done.
It's not. I'm not that. I mean, it does affect me the way I look at things. I mean, I was set at 7. You know, that was all off season. I told you guys, I'm in that 7 win territory. I'm probably still there. But it. I tell you what, it does it. I don't know, Bill. Now this is where you come in. This is a fan. This is just a layman talking. It puts pressure on the Purdue game. I mean, you can't go 0-2 in the league.
Oh no! If something went dramatically wrong and they went 0-2, yes. But you have to understand again, like that. Just look at the numbers. I mean, Purdue is just getting crushed. They're just getting absolutely crushed. There's right now. If you went to Wyoming, say, hey, you have to play one team in the Power Four. Who is it? Out of 60,
Purdue.
They'd pick Purdue. They'd pick Purdue.
Might be.
Is there anybody in the Big 12 that you'd pick?
No, there's nobody in the Big 12 you'd pick.
There's nobody in the SEC because Vandy's pretty good.
Yeah, nobody in the SEC.
So who? But what about the ACC? Would you maybe want NC right now, North Carolina? Or maybe you want North Carolina State?
Mississippi State's pretty bad right now.
Mississippi State's pretty bad.
Yeah, might be one.
Mississippi State would be yes. That would be a yes. So it would be two teams, Purdue and Mississippi State. That'd be the two. Absolutely.
Florida State, someone says.
No.
Hey, they won. They won. Beat Cal. Florida State's off the schneid. Oh,
yeah. What else are you hearing from the people?
Yeah, yes. We didn't hear from the people.
Okay, we got people calling in, too. We'll get to them in a second. Lemon says, he says, my prediction was 8-4, and it is still 8-4.
Yeah, I predicted great... 7. I'm still in the 7 range.
I had him at 9. I had him at 9.
You still have him at 9.
I still have him at 9.
Okay. I still have him at 7.
It'll be tough with that, because when I watched Iowa, Minnesota, when I saw Iowa run the football. I mean, they run the football. Mm. They did it against Iowa State.
Caleb Johnson is a revelation. He went over 100 again.
They couldn't. In the last couple of years, Iowa couldn't run the ball an inch.
Okay,
they really couldn't.
Jake, you see what we're to what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nebraska's not stopping the run. Caleb Johnson is a big back that you can imagine giving Nebraska a lot of problems.
208 yards.
Yeah.
Against
a really good defense. Minnesota's really good on defense.
Just so I want to be on the record on something to make this clear. I was predicting 7 wins, started to lean towards 8 a little bit after Colorado. I'm just back on 7. That's it.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Someone else, before we get to a call, if someone says, it bothers me that no one is giving Illinois credit. 2 solid wins for them now with Kansas and Nebraska, and a solid team overall, no doubt.
Guys, I thought the texter's right.
Solid.
Got to give them some respect here.
They're solid.
Yeah, they're solid.
They're solid. They're not ridiculous, but they're extremely well coached. I'll say this. Altmyer looked tremendous. He really did. I mean, like I said, he had one bad play.
Decisive.
One decisive bad play. He knows it too.
But he was very decisive with the ball.
Oh, well, his RPOs and stuff, his throws, free access throws that he took. Mm-hmm. He literally, if they catch the balls that were thrown right in people's chest, he comes out of that game somewhere around 25 out of 27.
And they do have two very good to very good receivers in Pat Bryant and Zachary Franklin. Those guys are players.
But, the only reason you're going to get down on Illinois in the future is going to be their schedule. Their schedule is brutal.
It gets brutal right away.
Now. Penn State this week for Illinois.
Penn State. I mean, it gets brutal.
At Penn State.
Yep. It gets brutal.
So watch that game and see what that... Now, I will agree with the texter if Illinois goes to Penn State and makes that a game. If they make that a game. Now, if they get blown out, now, come on, what are we talking about? It's just another Illinois six-win team, you know? I mean, that's what you're... Is that what it is?
Here's what we're going to do before we get to break. We're going to take calls after this segment. How about that? We'll take some calls
that's
next
fine.
Time, okay? Hang
that's
on to the break.
Nordic, live radio.
Nordic Bear, we'll get to you after the break. Before that, though, before that...
Nordic Bear.
Nordic Bear is going to be after the break.
Well, okay. Thank you, Ben.
The words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God. Those are bad words.
What do you got to do? What are you doing?
What do you do? You got to get protected.
Yeah,
how would we protect ourselves?
If it were me, I would probably give Applied Connective Technologies a phone call or go to the website today.
Okay.
Nebraska's preferred tech partner in all 93 counties. They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. 99% retention rate. They go to appliedconnective.com for a free consultation or call 866-358-0109.
There's nothing they can't protect. They're here in the state. Boone County, is that right? Albion? Boone County?
Right. I don't even use them. I haven't had to, and I just feel better.
I do feel... I'm going to start using them. I'm worried about some security things. Remember, right now we talked about it.
At the home?
You put your bank account... You put your bank account and your social security number on your car.
On your car.
Just pay and then say, let's dance.
Let's do it.
Let's dance.
Yeah, you want to try me?
Yeah, you want to try it? Go ahead. Apply Connect.
That's what we do here. We'll take some phone calls when we come back. Nordic Bears up first.
The Bear.
If you want to chime in, 464-5685 next. The early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.